Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. Get Your Barbecue On is a show for backyard cooks looking for tips and insight into barbecuing, grilling, entertaining, and enjoying themselves outside with delicious food. Each week, we'll share some barbecuing and grilling tips, techniques, recipes, and a few pitmaster secrets you just have to know. Every show will feature fun, interesting, and informative guests. And we'll also answer listener questions. Please send your questions to getyourbbqon@gmail.com or visit our website at kenshardwoodbbq.com and click podcast. Hey, welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. Mm-hmm. I have a very special guest host today.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Soul Man G is joining me today.
Hello, listeners. I'm glad to be back. It's been a while.
He's standing in for the doctor.
I try.
All right. The doctor can't be here today.
No. I don't know what's happening to him, but hey, I'm glad he asked me to come substitute for.
Right. Well, we got a great show today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to Paul Brown of Wildcat Auto Glass. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking to him about replacing windshields and a bunch of other stuff. So it's going to be a really good show. So tune in on the second half. But today,
I know what you want to talk about.
Yeah, you know what I want to talk about today.
Oh, yes,
man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Super Bowl was yesterday.
Lord have mercy.
Super Bowl was
what
yesterday.
A Super Bowl that was.
Right. Ooh. It was, yeah. I mean, it certainly didn't live up to expectations.
No, I'm afraid it didn't.
But, man, it's sort of like sealing that the GOAT title.
Oh, the GOAT. We're going to dive right into him, huh? The greatest of all time.
It's certainly sealing the GOAT for Tom Brady.
I got to say, you know, in Tom Brady's defense, the numbers don't lie. The statistics do not lie. 10 appearances at the Super Bowl, 7 wins. That sounds pretty darn amazing to me.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. Yeah, you can't argue, but still there's going to be some people that will.
I know. I'm one of them. You're talking about a man that came from the Joe Montana era. That brother was amazing. I loved him. And then when you think about what Brett Favre did for his Packers and how often that they went to the Super Bowl, I mean, and Ben Roethlisberger, that brother there too. I mean, and being the Raiders fan that I am, you know, the Steelers, they're not my favorite team, but I got to give them credit where credit is due. So when I think about Tom Brady, he's just in that category of I love him, but I hate him. Because maybe it's because he's just that good. That could be it.
Well, you know, of course, I'm a Raiders fan.
See?
And, you know, I'm still holding a grudge over the tuck rule that kind of launched Brady into his Super Bowl stardom.
That's so true.
But like you said before, I mean, how can you argue with
you can't
10 Super Bowl appearances
you can't
and 7 wins?
Now think about this. If he wears every single one of his rings, one hand is worth $500,000 just with the rings he's wearing on it alone.
Yeah.
And he's got another hand to go. So, and I heard he wants more.
Yeah, he's well into the second hand. There mm-hmm. you go. So today we're going to talk about Super Bowl parties yesterday.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I kind of polled some of my friends see what they cooked for Super Bowl and just what kind of party they had, or was it just a little gathering? So
that's a good question. I mean, with the COVID season and everything, you couldn't be as large as you wanted them to
be. Right. But so what'd you cook for Super Bowl?
Oh boy. See, you know, we have a constant that I prepare the household. I prepare all the food for the household. And we had wings, of course. That's the go-to. If you're not having wings, you really ain't having a party.
Right, your
Super Bowl. You better have some wings there. Mm-hmm. And then we had some loaded potatoes.
Loaded potatoes.
Potato skins.
So don't just say wings. What kind of wings?
Oh, these are hot wings.
Okay. Your special hot wings.
Yeah,
huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm, with that Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
You spiced up some Sweet Baby Ray's.
Spicy. Yeah, I did.
All right.
Because he not only does he sell the barbecue sauce, he also sells the wing, the hot wing sauce too. And that tastes pretty darn good. So I found that to be I did the loaded potato skins. I also did some dip using Velveeta cheese, hamburger meat, and some Rotel tomatoes and chili.
I saw that commercial.
Yes. And it's a delicious. Oh my goodness. Yeah. If you've never tried this before, please get yourself a bag of tortilla chips, get yourself some Velveeta and what I just mentioned. And it's a delicious little snack. And it goes a long way. You'll feed your whole family and then some.
All right. Oh. Game food. Yeah.
That's how you do.
Soul Man G's throwing out the recipe for game food.
Thank you. And let's not forget, you got to have a sub sandwich thrown in too. Sub sandwich.
Did you do a homemade sub?
Oh, yes. Well, see, I used to work at a sub shop once upon a time. For 5 years, I worked as the manager of a sub shop.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I know how to make a sandwich in under 30 seconds. Tie me. I will win that bet. So, yeah, I'm whipping up those nice ham sandwiches and everything like that. Got some sliders on the grill.
What kind of sliders? Burgers?
Yep. 2 pounds of hamburger meat. Put it together with some jalapenos, some mustard. Threw it on the grill. Slapped some Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce on it this time. Had 12 patties. Slipped that on a Hawaiian roll. You know those Hawaiian...
King Kamehameha. Hawaiian rolls.
Now you're talking some good eating right there. I enjoy those rolls. There's something about those rolls, that sweetness. I think they get it from the pineapple juice that they put inside of it?
I don't know. Wow. But yeah, sounds like you did it up.
Oh, we do it up. We do it real.
All right, man. So yeah, at my little gathering, so we did it outside. Mm-hmm. Had a little fire pit outside. They have an outdoor kitchen with a couple TVs outside.
Oh, yes.
Right. So we set out. It was here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday it was 70-something degrees, mm-hmm. and it cooled down a little bit at night.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it got a little cool, but we had fire going outside in the pit and just watched the game. Let's see. We did burgers, hot links.
Ooh-wee.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
And then there was just this plethora of all these like appetizers. There was a, you know, somebody made a tater tot appetizer with cheese. It looked like everything kind of had a lot. There's a lot of cheese on stuff. So mushrooms and cheese and peppers and all this stuff. But it was really good.
Oh, I bet.
We had did a show on how to have a safe COVID Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to do it outside, and we did, and it was pretty safe in the way we served the food and everything.
Good.
But of course, there were some adult libations there. folks, you know, had a good time, but responsible. But it was family.
Yeah,
we didn't have a big party or anything.
So just a common folk that you would have around the house anyway.
Yeah, and then we had a couple of friends come by.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was all good. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much of this cooking did you do?
Well,
since you cook all the time.
Yeah. So the only cooking I did was on the grill. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, I found
We'll get to that in a minute.
Well, not over the weekend. It was actually early last week. Yeah, early last week. Mm-hmm. I was going down the street, and there was a secondhand shop, and they had like they had two grills out front. Mm-hmm. And this place was not a secondhand furniture place, but they're going out of business. Mm-hmm. And I see this grill out there for $99. They got a $99 sign, and it is a infrared grill.
What?
Yeah, it's infrared, and I've been wanting one. And so just stopped by.
Oh, yeah.
Took a look at it. It wasn't in the best of shape. You couldn't really tell.
Oh, too bad.
But anyway, I took it home.
You know, so you did get it?
I did get it. The lady there said, because they couldn't tell me whether it worked or not. I said, so I'll take it home, see if it works. If it works, then come by and drop off the money. So I need to go by there and drop off the money. Because I wasn't able to check it out until late on Saturday.
Gotcha.
And so it worked fine. The igniter, you know, they have that little push button igniter now. That doesn't work.
Oh, but man.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But anyway, so I used my new grill. I used my new grill and I cooked burgers, hot links, and hot dogs on there. And that was the only thing that I cooked.
Now, what type of hot dog does Ken cook? Because remember, now I'm trying to get Andre.
Oh, yeah.
To understand the tiers of hot dogs.
Yeah.
So we moved from the Bar Rest on up to the Hebrew Nationals.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, I didn't buy the hot dogs.
Oh,
you know, somebody else bought the hot dogs. And
I get you.
They weren't Hebrew National or whatever. They were probably Bar S or something like that. Whatever. I don't know, but they were more of a grocery store kind of lower tier brand. Of hot dogs. So.
Just kind of tilt your head to the side and smile. But thank you.
But the hot links were high end.
You're going to do a hot link.
The hot links were high end. And the burgers, you know, so it was great. That's what we did. And we had, like I said, a bunch of appetizers and all that stuff. And so it was cool. I checked with a couple of friends. I checked with my brother. My brother, he did pork butts.
Hey.
Right. And, you know, there's always like, a friendly, you know, ribbing, you know, between
no pun intended.
Brother, yeah, no pun intended. My brother and I, you know, he sends me pictures of these pork butts he pulls off the smoke or whatever. So he had pulled pork for his. So I mean, it's Super Bowl. It's a wide variety of things you can have, and they had a really nice party. I checked with my mom, and my mom. They did fried chicken, green beans, mashed potatoes, and it was my nephew's birthday.
Got you.
He's having a birthday. They kind of celebrated his birthday party, and he wanted some Southern down-home cooking. That's what he got for
that. Traditional Sunday dinner.
Yeah, for Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's just kind of like, what you feeling? What are you feeling?
I love it.
So, all right, that was Super Bowl, wonderful. Right?
Well,
right.
Let's go back now. We said we were going to circle back to the weekend.
Let's
talk about the weekend.
Oh man!
Did you happen to see that halftime show, Ken? Tell me.
Hey, look, I saw it. I didn't really comment.
Come on now.
But some of the people there at my event, they were very, very disappointed. And so I don't know. I'm just saying they made some comments on it, and I'm not gonna share what they said, but they were looking for a little bit more.
They were,
and just like we were looking for a little bit more from the game,
right?
They were looking for a little bit more from the halftime show.
That's so true. I felt the same way. I looked at that, and it looked very promising in the beginning. I'm like, all right, this is they got a whole stage set up for this. Okay, we can do this. This looks good. And then they got into some area, and it just started getting weirder and weirder and weirder to me. And then I'm seeing like a horde of men like wearing jock straps on their head, and I'm like, this is not right. What is going on here?
Jock strap.
That's what it looked like to me. if they didn't want to give that impression, maybe they should have had black ones instead. That would have looked a little less like a jock strip, just a little bit.
Okay,
that's not the way you want to, I think, you know, have people remember your Super Bowl. This is the left shark of Super Bowls. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how they gave the left shark several years ago? It was the biggest deal.
They made so
many memes about this left shark that just wasn't dancing on time and all that type of stuff.
Right,
this is what we got in this Super Bowl.
Maybe you could tell us how you really feel about it.
I'm sorry. I know. I was holding back, wasn't I?
You're holding back a little bit. But, you know, hey.
Well, he ain't no prince. I'll give him that.
Right. I did hear some people talking about where does that rank with other Super Bowl shows, and it wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's true.
But anyway, All right. So that takes care of the weekend and the Super Bowl party and what everybody cooked. So.
Right, right, right.
All right.
Let's put that in the treasure chest and never look back.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate your candor here, Soul Man G.
Well, thank you, Ken.
your honesty.
I try to bring it.
Right. So, all right. Hey, so it's time for us to take a break. But when we come back, I'll be here with Soul Man G, and we're going to take a listener question.
All right.
All right. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's your favorite pit master in training, Dr. Andre Jones himself, and I'm super excited to let you know that I have my very own show. That's right, I am the host of All About the Win podcast, where myself and my fellow players interview local and national entrepreneurs about their greatest accomplishment thus far. Plus, we add a little bit of old school magic to make the stories come to life. You can check it out by going to www.allaboutthewinpodcast.com. That's www.allaboutthewinpodcast.com. And prepare to be inspired and entertained.
Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm here with the guest host for today, Soul Man G.
It's me, it's me. What are we going to do next, Ken?
It's time for us to answer a listener question.
Oh, hey, I remember this.
Yeah.
Let me whip out this bag here. Let me dig in here and find this paper here. All right, we got.
Hey, and what we got today? Whose question are we answering?
This one looks good. This one looks good.
Okay.
This comes from Judy from Bullhead City. She writes, "We had a cookout recently. My boyfriend boiled his ribs first before cooking them. Is that a method that is common, and would you recommend it as the best way to prepare ribs?" All right, Judy. That's a good question. I'd like to know what you got to say, Ken.
Yeah. I have a younger brother, mm-hmm. and we always joke about boiling ribs. You know, we're on the call or we're, you know, with the family or whatever. And because we have these family Zoom calls or whatever, mm-hmm. or when we have a get together, he's always talking about, "Yeah, let me get on in here and boil these ribs before I put them on the grill." But I am not a proponent of boiling ribs.
Neither am I.
And typically, the reasoning for boiling ribs mm-hmm. is so they can be tender, to make them tender. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are like, "Well, so I don't want my ribs to be tough, so I'm going to boil them first."
Right, right.
I'm going to stick them in some water and I may put a little seasoning in there, but I'm going to boil all the flavor out of them. Mm-hmm. And then.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going to boil all the flavor out of these ribs, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to just put them on the grill.
Right.
And then I'll try to find me some barbecue sauce to give them some flavor again.
Right. There you go.
So
you have these soggy ribs slathered with barbecue sauce.
I mean, and they won't be soggy, but they're going to be flavorless. Mm-hmm. Or if you throw a few little spices in the water.
Which I hope you do.
Yeah.
I hope your boyfriend did that, Judy.
Yeah, right. But they're not going to, I mean, you're not going to have like real rib taste anymore because you're going to boil all the actual pork flavor out of them.
Right.
So I would say the answer to that question is no.
I don't. Not preferred.
I do not recommend boiling ribs. When you're barbecuing, what I do recommend is low and slow. Mm-hmm. Low and slow, and you can get those ribs tender. And another way to get them tender, if you know you don't have the time to leave them on low and slow, I would say, and then plus you want to get some type of, you know, flavor in them. I like to get smoke flavor into my ribs. So, mm-hmm. but the thing is, if you don't have the time, what you can do to keep all the flavor in is about halfway through, sometimes three quarters through, take the ribs and wrap them up in aluminum foil. Mm-hmm. Right. And that moisture and steam as they're going to make the ribs very, very tender. You can take them all the way to, certainly a way I don't prefer ribs, which is fall off the bone. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people talk about it like that's a good thing. But to me, no.
So you like a little bite to it.
Yeah, a little pull.
A little pull.
A little pull to the rib. And if you look at most barbecue show competitions or whatever, Yeah, falling off the rib bones are going in the trash. They're not going to pass. They're not going to be anywhere. Yeah, no competition do they want falling off the bone ribs. But a lot of people prefer the ribs like that. And my thing is, however you prefer them is how you should cook them.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Judy, your boyfriend, you can let him know that the next time he boils his ribs, not the greatest option. Take some time. Apparently, your boyfriend must have been short on time to want to whip up some ribs so quickly and to do them in such a fashion. Take the time. Throw some love into your ribs. That way, by the time you two are chewing them down, you'll enjoy your dinner, and you'll enjoy each other, and you'll enjoy him a lot more.
I mean, so there's a lot of ways to cook ribs.
Because you must have been startled to write that question into us. I get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways. That's certainly not a preferred way. I mean, some people, they don't have grills. They'll bake them.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, which bacon ribs, throw them in a roaster and that. And some people throw them in a crock pot, throw some sauerkraut in. There's a lot of ways to cook ribs, but that is not one I prefer. But hey, thank you very much for your question, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Bullhead City, Arizona.
Right on.
And you have a great one. And hey, maybe you should ask your boyfriend to listen to the show.
There you go.
All right. Hey, it's time for us to take another break. But when we return, we'll be talking to Paul Brown from Wildcat Auto Glass. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Hey, Tucson, do you have a hankering for some good old down-home cooking? Well, you're in luck. Along with our award-winning barbecue, we have Southern Fried Catfish, mac and cheese, collard greens, fried okra, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, and much more. 745-4746. That's 745-4746. Or visit our website. Come on down to Kent's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on. Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. I'm here with Soul Man G, my guest host today.
Thank you, Ken. Always a pleasure being here.
All right.
So where are we going now?
We got the folks from Wildcat Auto Glass here in the studio today. My man, Paul Brown.
Yes, we are. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. We've been waiting. You know, we've been looking forward to having you all on the show to talk about what you do over there at Wildcat Auto Glass.
Yes, I appreciate you getting us in here. It's myself today with Hannah, our customer service professional.
The beautiful Hannah.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So it's the newest member of the team, huh?
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
All right. So, how long have you guys been around Tucson, Wildcat Auto Glass?
We started up in 2014, so about six and a half years. We've been doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've been doing it about 6.5 years there. Tell us a little bit about, I know Sam Brown was on the show, and I think he mentioned Wildcat Auto Glass. Is this like a family business or so? What's going on?
We are. We're family owned and operated. Sam, myself, and Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
We run Wildcat Auto Glass, and we have one tech out in the field who's handling our windshields for us. And then we have another tech who takes care of our door glass. And then we work with another company who takes care of our tent for us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how we operate.
So it's a family business. So what made you all decide to open an auto glass company?
Sam and I were sitting around talking, and I had been around in the auto glass industry, seeing how it operates and runs from day to day. And I was talking to Sam, and I told him there's a need and a demand for a reliable, professional, and accountable auto glass company.
Hmm.
We pulled the string, and we went, and we jumped in.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So so the rest is history.
The
huh?
rest is history. After that, we, you know, we started ground up. There was definitely a learning curve. We school of hard knocks, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
We've made it, and we're doing all right, and we're still here 6 years later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I say.
Well, that's really good.
I think it's wonderful that you provide this service, because straight up, this is Arizona, especially in Tucson, Arizona. We have so many potholes on the road. I can't tell you how much loose gravel bits had come up and basically hit my windshield, like especially driving down I-10 and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I know I'm not the only one that's basically having these problems. So people like you, God, we need people like you. So thank you for
right.
your service.
You know, the potholes, first, they kick the dirt up.
Yeah, right.
And you get your crack in the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hit that pothole again, and it finishes
and then it
that crack off.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, thanks to the potholes.
Always. So, yeah Tucson.
So the little, like, so the little nick leads to a crack.
Yeah, if you don't get that chip taken care of, it will open up and it'll spread. And that chip in the windshield is also the weakest point in your glass at that point. Mm-hmm. So it is imperative that you get that taken care of as soon as possible when you get a chip in your windshield.
Now, how much is the price differential, let's say, for having a fix for a small little nick versus replacing an entire glass?
It depends. If you have auto glass insurance,
mm-hmm.
it's all if you have a zero deductible auto glass insurance, it's all free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you're paying cash, it can be anywhere from $35 for your first chip and $5 for any additionals.
Oh, I see.
And the average cost to replace a glass, if you're paying out of your pocket, is around $200.
Ooh, so yeah, much more beneficial.
Yeah, $180 to $200 versus if you have your zero deductible insurance, you're not paying anything out of pocket.
Got you. So get those handled immediately.
Yeah, get your comprehensive glass coverage.
Got you. Got you.
So once you guys decided to open up an auto glass company, how did you get started? Kind of walk us through those initial steps and to where you are today.
Okay. When you're talking about the steps, you're talking about how we walked down to downtown and got our licensing.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
Everything.
Well,
yeah,
the inspiration,
need
what
all
inspired
that.
You first?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be that detailed.
Okay.
But, I got the license and,
So, we went out, we got our licensing, our name. We sat down at the table and we were talking about what are we going to call ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sam said, how about Wildcat Auto Glass? And we looked it up and it was available. So
wow.
that right there was,
that's huge.
Yeah. You know, you think it would have been gone a long time ago or taken by another company.
True. Especially here in Tucson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, for reals. So the first thing we did, we got our logo situated. We went to a local company here in town that also they helped us get our logo together. We got our business cards.
Right.
We got our website up. We got our Facebook page up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we could. And we started handing out cards, going out to events, cards, handing out cards, talking to our family. Yeah.
Yes.
So for about 4 or 5 years, minus, we haven't really spent a great amount of money advertising. We've been a word of mouth company for most of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was time to open up to the public a little more. So that's what we're doing here.
Yeah. So originally, as you said, you had a lot of experience in auto glass. So did you start out as being the technician or did you guys just hire technicians right then? Or how did that work out?
wasn't so much in auto glass as much as auto mechanics and every aspect of the vehicle. I've been under cars since I was a kid. So just being mechanically inclined and knowing how things operate. You know, when we first began, I was changing out the windshields.
Right. Yeah. You were the tech in the beginning.
Yes, I was. And I found that there are other techs out there that were way better, more efficient, and I could spend the time doing other things for the company while paying someone else or hiring someone, you know, from the community to share the love with.
Right. So you hired some other techs.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Makes sense.
So say I got a busted windshield, you know, I got a crack in my windshield, and now I call Wildcat Auto Glass and I talk to Hannah. So what happens from there?
So I answer your call. I get a little bit of information from you. And then I contact the insurance company and we'll bring you on the line and we'll walk you through the process of getting the claim approved. And then we'll get you scheduled to have our tech come out to you.
Oh, that's great. Sounds pretty easy.
Right.
It's simple.
Yes. And in addition to that, our tech shows up. He usually spends about 30 minutes working on your vehicle, cleans it up for you, gets your signature, and he's off to the next job.
Sounds cool to me.
Yep, sounds simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Takes a few minutes and we're done.
Right. Hey, so with all this COVID stuff going on, what processes and procedures have you guys adopted to make sure you keep customers safe and also your techs?
Okay, so when our technician is on his way, he will call and notify the customer, say, can you make sure you have your vehicle open for us? So when he gets there, he doesn't have to go up to the door, knock on, get the keys or anything. If they need to operate the vehicle, you know, he'll let them know, leave the keys in the vehicle, swaps out the glass, and when he's done, he'll sanitize the vehicle. And then what we'll do, if the customer is worried about any contact at all, we can text them the signature. Like we can send them the information. They sign
electronic
it. Electronic signature.
Gotcha.
So we can do zero contact replacement for you.
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing.
Great.
Yeah. Can you tell us how COVID has impacted, like, let's say your business or your social circle?
My social, or both. You know,
both. Absolutely.
I want to, you know, thank God that this pandemic has not directly affected our business, you know, because windshields still break. We've all taken turns thinking that we're sick. Not quite sure.
That's true.
But taking time off and just playing it safe.
Oh, yeah.
But we have not, within the company and even in our family, thank God, have had any major illnesses.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My daughter, she caught it.
Wow.
You know, we all stayed in the same house, but we all test negative now.
Right, and, right.
But yes, it has somewhat affected us, but not. We have not been directly impacted by it in a major way. And, you know, but so many have, and our hearts go out to them.
Absolutely.
And it's just been a whole different story, different time. You know, it's just different. I don't even know how to explain that other than trying to stay safe.
Right. Right.
And make sure that if he calls us and he's not feeling safe about doing something or doing a job,
be safe, right?
That, you know, we'll opt out of that.
So as a customer, I have absolutely all the confidence in the world that you have my health and well-being in mind when you come out and handle the, you know, the windshields and everything of that nature.
Yes, definitely, because the windshield itself is making sure that that is installed correctly. It's part of your roll cage of your vehicle. So from making sure that the vehicle is clean, that windshield is installed correctly, and with integrity, it all has to do with your health, because a bad windshield can pop out in a rollover.
Ooh.
A bad install can pop out in a rollover and your car can collapse.
See, we don't think about that often.
Right. You know, people don't realize when they're driving around with a cracked windshield that their roll cage is damaged.
Oh.
That is part of the structural integrity
right.
of your vehicle.
Right. You're right. I never realized that. That's the first time I ever heard it.
Yeah. And that goes as far as even driving around with with multiple chips in your glass. Now you're driving around with a distorted piece of glass. It looks like you're watching a 1980s soap opera, you know, with the sunset.
True.
Yeah. Have you ever turned into the sunset?
Oh, yeah. Glass, you get that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your whole glass just turns that nice yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the light is being refracted throughout your windshield.
That's amazing.
So it is important, even if your glass is not cracked, it's important to have your windshield replaced every couple of years, or at least have it inspected.
So now, living here in Tucson as well, we also deal with severe dry heat and weather. So like, let's say when it comes to our windshield wipers, we rarely use them until it's time for, like, let's say the monsoons. Does that have any type of bearing on our windshields at all?
If you're driving around, basically like you're saying, if you're driving around with dried up, cracked windshield wipers, mm-hmm. and you go to turn them on, they're not going to clear your view for you. And they're going to, if they're cracked, they're going to break apart and they're going to scratch your glass up, which is another safety hazard. So, you know, monsoon season here, when it's coming down sideways, if your windshield wipers aren't working, you can't see, you can get into a car accident because everything disappears, even the lines in the street.
That's true.
Right.
So if you do need windshield wipers, you can give us a call for that.
Yeah, so like if I get my windshield replaced, can I say, hey, can you replace my wipers too?
We can.
Oh, okay, hey. Cool.
And most times we're going to do it less than what you're going to walk into the store and get them for.
Okay. And then plus, you guys install them. So
yes,
that's another good thing. Yeah. You know, it's, I don't have to go down to the local auto store, then I have to figure out how to install them myself.
Mm-hmm. True.
Right, cool. So you guys been around Tucson for a long time. Tell us a little bit about the Browns and, you know, this, your legacy here in Tucson. I know Sam, when he was on the show, he was talking about he's from over in the Sugar Hill area. How about yourself?
Myself, I've grown up all over Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
I started up in the Amphi District, then middle school and high school in the Sunnyside District,
mm-hmm.
on the South Side. And then I, later on in life, I'm over on the East Side now. And that's where I live now.
Okay, just kind of all over town, huh?
Yes.
Where'd you go to school?
Sunnyside High School.
Sunnyside, okay.
Yes.
South Side.
We hated Sunnyside.
That's okay.
I'm just letting you know.
You weren't the only one.
Okay.
Tucson High.
Oh, right. Tucson High. Okay, we got a badger.
Yeah.
It's going to badger you.
Don't badger. Because
I was a Titan at Palo Verde, see?
Okay.
And when we had our wrestling things, because I was in the wrestling team.
You didn't want none of that.
We didn't want none of Sunnyside, so yeah. we give you props for that.
I still don't think anybody wants any Sunnyside
wrestling. I don't know what it is. What are y'all drinking over there? It's amazing.
Strawberry water.
Must be. With steroids or something. You guys are crazy over there.
Man,
great programs. I give you a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time for us to take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll be talking more to Paul and Hannah from Wildcat Auto Glass. This is Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Restaurant, where we have created a blend of barbecue and southern cooking. We have taken the best barbecue styles and flavors from Texas, Missouri, and the Carolinas. What food has meant to my family is a way to come together in fellowship. We invite you to come and join us. We are located at 5250 East 22nd Street in Tucson at the crossroads of Craycroft and 22nd. Call us at 520-745-4746. Come on down and get your barbecue on. Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast, here with Soul Man G.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here talking to Hannah and Paul from Wildcat Auto Glass.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Meet the Browns.
Meet the Browns. There we go.
Here we are.
Yeah, so when we left, you guys were telling us a little bit about the family. You got the family business. You guys do a lot of stuff together. Seem to be a very talented family. So give us a little more insight on the Browns and the Brown clan.
I just moved back to Tucson. Mm-hmm. I lived in Philly for a while.
What?
And I lived in Phoenix for a while.
Oh.
But my family is really my foundation for everything.
Oh, wow.
And they're here. And it's so nice to be home. Like, it's just so nice to be able to see my cousin. He'll stop by every day, almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Close to it.
Just drop by?
Yeah, we're in the neighborhood. We're, what, 3 minutes apart?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my auntie's right across the street. Mm-hmm. It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, we're all descendants of Jean Haywood.
Okay.
She's the creator of six boys and six girls
who
are all musicians, artists, engineers, dancers.
That's amazing. Did
I say architects?
No.
No. We have cousins that are architects,
lawyers,
clothing designers, lawyers,
what?
Paralegals, pharmacy techs.
Yeah. That's the whole spectrum.
It sure is. Yeah. We work well together, though, because we all have our talents and, you know, attributes, and mm-hmm. we can all contribute something.
Yeah, yeah. That's really great for the business to have all those different skill sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wisdom. We have people that our auntie, she grew up in the same town with Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. And I just love sitting down, listening to her tell me stories about when she was a little girl mm-hmm. and going to church with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And being in the same church and at that age, not knowing, but now looking back and understanding the impact that he made on this world.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And having someone like that in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's no situation that I don't have an auntie for. Like to go to, you know, like I have them go to right. for different stuff, but man, they're awesome.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, you depends on the subject matter. You know which one that you can go and,
yep.
and give you that help. That's
but
great.
But they're all pretty amazing.
That is a great resource.
Yeah. Yeah. Your parents have some amazing genes. You know how many people wish they could spit out like three kids that were like y'all?
Yeah. We are genes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. So with all that family and, you know, what, 12 kids coming from a family, all these aunts, uncles, parents, what about cooking? What about food?
Oh,
tell us a little bit about food in this family.
So I want to say we're the cousins of the 12 kids. Like we're the cousins. We have,
right, right.
So there's over 40 cousins.
Wow.
That are
in this like area.
Second
a lot
cousins,
of them
first
still
and
around
second
here.
Cousins. Yes. Mm-hmm.
When did we take over Super Bowl party? When did we start having it at your house?
About 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was our legacy. We were passed down the Super Bowl party. That's our biggest celebration of the year for the family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that has to be, you know, and, I mean, that has to be a big deal. I mean, that has to be an honor if you're the one that was now is responsible for the Super Bowl mm-hmm. party.
My Auntie Samela hosted it for years and years after our grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
And she stopped by my house one day and she said, we're having it here from now on. And I was like, I did everything but faint. Because that's not something small.
Oh,
yeah.
No, our family. Oh, no.
And I was like, I can't cook. I can't do this.
But it's not the
that,
football.
But...
It's the food.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I don't know
right.
anything
yeah.
about
right.
football, but the food is what's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get excited about the food.
I agree.
Yeah.
They bring it.
Yeah. So you had to just host. And what about the food?
We'll pick a theme. Mm-hmm. The first theme we picked was down south Cajun
right.
Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we...
The first time you hosted it.
The first time.
Yeah.
Yes. It was amazing. Unbelievable. We had jambalaya. We had dirty rice. We had catfish. We had fried chicken. We had...
It was really good.
We
man,
had...
You're making me hungry,
I mean,
man.
You could...
You're making
that's
me hungry.
Just, that's just some of the things off the top of my head. But there's... I have a counter space that's probably, you know, about 12 to 15 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns a corner,
yeah.
another 5 feet. And it was from one end to the other, covered with foods.
Wow.
All you can eat. And then there was a whole nother table, just desserts.
The dessert mm-hmm. table.
Goodies.
Oh, shoot. Mm. Now, what
yeah,
desserts?
It was great. Everybody brought something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to tell us what type of desserts. I want to hear desserts.
And there's...
Pineapple upside down cake.
Yeah, that's
my favorite.
Yeah, I can say that's the first thing you shouted out. I'm sure that was your favorite.
What else was there? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
There was banana pudding. There was chocolate cake. Yeah, I'm a sweet tooth.
So do I. That's why I'm like, tell me the pies. Tell me the cakes. Yes.
I'm about the foods, the just the different dishes that were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yesterday was Super Bowl. What did you guys do this year?
This year was different.
It was COVID.
Yeah, it's a COVID. But...
And I logged on to the Zoom party. But at this time, there was no food, really. So it was just football. So I felt a little left out, you know.
So you guys did a Zoom Super Bowl party?
Mm-hmm. What we did was everybody, our family does a weekly Zoom meeting.
Zoom call. Okay.
Yeah, we do a 2 o'clock Sunday Zoom call. And we get on there and everybody talks about how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The aunts and uncles take turns leading the calls.
Okay.
So this one, what we did, everybody cooked at home and we represented... or presented our dishes, what we did. My kids came over and my Uncle Russell came over and he made a spaghetti. He had
I would have showed up if I knew he made spaghetti. Yeah. I had to work, so I must have missed the food part.
Yeah. He had we put some grilled sausage in there, grilled meatballs.
Ooh, sounds good.
Instead of doing the ground beef, we did cube steak and whole mushrooms, and then you got your sauce and, you know, bell peppers, onions, everything fresh, chopped up, put in there, and then you just put a little bit of pasta.
Yeah. Don't want too much pasta. Yeah.
Uncle Russ is good at spaghetti.
Yeah. And four cheeses, four different cheeses with that. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Some green olives and onions on top.
Oh,
it was
my
real
goodness.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Garlic bread.
Ooh. Oh, gotta have the garlic bread.
Yeah.
That sound, man, that your food sounded a lot better than the game.
It's, you know what? None of our teams were even playing.
So what's your team?
I'm going to go with my pop's team, and that's the Steelers.
I'm a 49ers fan.
All right. Yeah, none of them were playing.
Nope.
But hey, Super Bowl party goes on anyway.
Yes. That's it's our Christmas.
There's always someone that's a fan of the team that's playing. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So that's a really, really great thing. So your family, I mean, well, it's sort of synonymous, family reunion Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually get about 45 to 50 people at the parties.
Wow.
And most of it's family, and then we get about 15 to 20.
Friends of family.
Longtime friends.
Long time.
So that's this good. Year was much different.
Yeah. I love that fact that you guys have a weekly Zoom call, especially with all that's going on. Sounds like you're a close family anyway, and that's a way for a close family to just stay in contact.
It's really nice because I feel isolated sometimes because it's just me and my dog.
Right.
So it's nice to have that, you know, support system when nobody can get together. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, my family, we do it every 2 weeks on Sundays, and it's about 5 o'clock Tucson time, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no, it's a great thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I understand you guys do a lot in the local community. You do a lot of volunteer work. Can you share some of that with us?
Yes. The first thing that comes to mind is Old Pueblo Social Society.
Okay.
And they're a nonprofit here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that I'm affiliated with is a Hush Social Club.
Oh, okay. Hush.
And I spend time there working on the audio and video, doing as much as I can there to make sure when you walk in, you are dancing and grooving, even though there's no dancing allowed
now.
You can still sit down and listen to some good sounds.
Yeah, they just opened up a new spot, so I guess you've been doing a lot of work.
Yes, it's been a lot of work getting them up and running.
But it's a lot safer. There's a lot more room in the new place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Definitely, it's bigger, bigger and better.
All right.
I'll say.
I got to say, you know, I try to not say, but COVID is just put a hold on everything. But prior to this, too, I was spending, you know, a lot of time with team with Maurice Seifers.
Team?
Oh, yeah, that's it's a Tucson Educational Empowerment for Minorities.
Okay, TEEM.
Yeah.
Team.
Yes.
Got you.
With team, they put on a big event, which is a Youth Heritage Day over at Pima College on the West Campus.
Right.
And that starts off early in the morning and ends about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But Kids are bussed in from all over Tucson.
Right.
Thousands of kids come in. There's a step show. There's like five different restaurants that donate food. The cool part is a part of the team, they bring in Black professionals from all over Tucson and Arizona to talk to the kids on what they can do, what they can become, how to become that, and where the resources are to become whatever it is that they're learning about that day. And they sign up for classes and they take them and
during that day. Well, that's great.
Yes. Yeah. It's anywhere from becoming an entrepreneur to law to dance, music, anything they want to learn about, they can sign up for it. And if they sign up early enough, they get in that class.
So do you all participate as like mentors, or what role do you play in that team event?
I've taught a class on getting, you know, entrepreneurship.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, I've done that. And then the last time I was just an organizer.
All right. You just helped with organizing the event.
Yeah, we basically saw that the kids made it to their classrooms and escorted kids back and forth to the areas that they needed to be, make sure nobody ran out.
Yeah.
So this Heritage Day, is this an annual tradition or is this monthly or?
Annual.
It's an annual event.
It's every year.
Annual event.
I see.
And it's been growing and growing every year.
So this year with the COVID, how?
Is it going to be some of that virtual thing or this year?
I'm not sure. I'd have to give Marie a call.
Right, right.
They've been hosting other things along with Barbia Williams. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've been doing stuff with her dance company. They have something coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, no, they have the big step show comes up on at the end of February. I think it's the 27th of February.
Yeah, and it's usually held at Cholla, but this year it's going to be done online.
It's going to be virtual. Oh, yeah, wow. As a matter of fact, Ken's Harbor Barbecue is one of the gold sponsors for this event this year.
That's right.
Yeah. So is there anything that you'd like to share, you know, the last things you'd like to share with our listening audience?
The most important thing to me is that it means a lot to me to work with people with integrity. Like, I trust my family. We do a good job. If something's wrong, we're going to be accountable for the work and replace it. So that's what's really important to me to communicate.
All right.
Okay. That's good. Thanks for letting me know.
Integrity goes a long way.
Yeah. Yes. I think the most important thing I would like to share is that, again, in these times right now, it's important to shop with your local companies. We purchase and we keep everything as local as we can. The glass, it doesn't come from Tucson, but we buy it from a local company. As we grow, we want to continue to hire people. We want to continue to shop local. We want to continue to give back to our community. So when you do work with us, versus a national company, we're putting that money right back into our community. You know, we put away money for helping our community. We're working on programs right now and promotions that are going to help our community as well as help our business grow.
Wonderful.
Basically, our model is, how can we grow while helping our community? Mm-hmm. We're not trying to make all the money in a day. We're not trying to get rich. We want to grow and sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's great to hear that you're not only local, but you support local. That's a really great thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, it's been really nice to have you and Hannah on the show today and tell us all about Wildcat Auto Glass and especially sharing, you know, all your family, mm-hmm. you know, this huge, you know, fantastic family you have here in town. So we really appreciate your time and, you know, taking the time to come on the show. And thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure having you.
Hey, that's a wrap. Thank you for joining us today on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. Remember, you can also hear us on Anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course on our website, kenshardwoodbbq.com. Thank you and take care.